WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
This is the sixth and final part of a multi-part series on air masses and their classification that we began in late February. In this episode of 101, we'll take a look at Arctic air masses. The source region for Arctic air is northern Canada, and I'm sure that is no surprise to anyone. It has the same characteristics as polar air, except it is much colder with even lower dew points. This air often forms when an area of high pressure becomes nearly stationary over eastern Alaska and the Yukon. With the lack of winter solar radiation, abundant surface snow and ice cover, and the continuous emission of radiation from the Earth's surface, this air will become progressively colder and colder. Temperatures can reach minus 30 degrees Fahrenheit to minus 60 degrees Fahrenheit. And if the jet stream becomes meridional during the same time frame that Arctic air builds, very cold air will spread into southern Canada and the United States, something we've seen a number of times this year. As Arctic air moves into the southern U.S., it modifies to polar air and then eventually to modified polar air behind a cold frontal boundary. This being the last part of a six-part series, we now move on to new and exciting topics. Not sure what those are just yet. If you have a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.